Hillary Clinton made her pitch last night as she formally accepted the Democratic presidential nomination. Many Colorado delegates were listening, and at the end of her nearly hour-long speech, there were calls for unity and still some lingering division. KUNC's Benta Berkland has more.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders handily won Colorado's caucuses. That fact was not forgotten after Clinton's speech. But 4 days of unity building in Philadelphia during the Democratic National Convention seemed to help.
Most of the Bernie folks are not going to support somebody who can't walk their own talk.
That's State Representative Jonathan Singer of Longmont. He's a Sanders delegate and says Clinton's biggest challenge is that many voters don't trust her. Think emails and the wounds of a long primary. But Singer said Clinton will get his vote come November because he doesn't want Republican Donald Trump to become president.
It's not worth losing things like immigration reform, not worth losing things like reproductive choice.
Other Colorado delegates like Cleo Diolettis of Denver are still struggling. She wore a neon green t-shirt during Clinton's speech that said, "Enough is enough." So did many other Colorado delegates, a tribute to Sanders. Diolettis plans to leave the Democratic Party behind. She says she will join the Green Party, known for being more progressive.
I'm not saying I would support Trump. God forbid I hate him. But I'm not going to vote for the least of two evils. You still have evil.
Diolettis says she's disappointed in Clinton's involvement in the State Department email server issue, even if no charges will be filed.
My biggest thing about Hillary is her lying. When an FBI director claims that you use poor judgment, and when it was found that she lied to Congress, I would say that's pretty big stuff.
But Colorado also has some enthusiastic Clinton supporters. Democratic State Senator Jesse Ulibarri of Westminster sees Clinton as an experienced leader who will govern effectively, keeping her promises.
I think she is one of the most tenacious and hardworking people in politics. But hearing from so many folks who've actually done the work alongside with her, it's been clear to me for such a long time that she's the right person for the job.
Clinton tried to drive that point home on Thursday, referencing her years of public service, First Lady to U.S. Senator to Secretary of State.
But my job titles only tell you what I've done. They don't tell you why. The truth is, through all these years of public service, the service part has always come easier to me than the public part. I get it that some people just don't know what to make of me.
Jared Sutton is a seventh grade math teacher from Greeley. He says last winter he didn't know who to back, but as a strong supporter of President Barack Obama, he decided that Clinton was the best person to carry on that legacy.
And with her experiences, that's kind of one of the work that I want continued, along with some ideas and issues that have been brought up by the Bernie Sanders supporters.
Such as cracking down on Wall Street and bad trade deals. Sutton says going into the convention, the party's divide worried him, especially when he found out that he'd be sharing a hotel room with three Bernie supporters.
And we get along and everything like that. I was kind of concerned at first, and we had lunch and realized that we were all going to be okay. And with some of the stuff I see on Facebook, is a lot different than what people talk about in person.
Sutton says sharing ideas between the Clinton and Sanders supporters is crucial to breaking down those barriers. Colorado is still arguably a swing state, and it could be a key battleground in the coming months. A nod to that possibility was the presence of Coloradans at the convention, including Governor John Hickenlooper. He shared his familiar story of starting a brew pub with the nation, using the story as a selling point for Clinton, saying she'd be good for small businesses. As for Donald Trump, he will be in Colorado Springs and Denver today, trying to win votes. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.